Let's move on to the next item on the agenda, item number two, PR 2025-011403, VA 2025-00021. Ms. Garcia is here this morning. Let me swear you in. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Excellent. This is a request for a portion of Tract 18A1B and Tract 18A2B, zoned R1, located at 754 Golf Boulevard Southwest, containing approximately 0.7078 acres. Ms. Garcia, thank you. You've been sworn in. Tell us about your proposal, please.
Okay, so we are working on a subdivision plat that's for a parcel or a couple of parcels that are located in Bernalillo County as a condition from Public Works. We were required to seek a driveway permit from the city of Albuquerque and also seek approval for the right of way width that was being granted by the owners for Golf Road. So Golf Road, and the reason why we were required to do this, or Golf Boulevard, the reason why we were required to do this is because Golf Boulevard is owned and maintained by the city of Albuquerque. It's not a Bernalillo County maintained or dedicated road. So we were required to reach out to the city of Albuquerque. So we did do that. There were some email exchanges with Mr. Armijo in regards to the driveway permit and the right of way, at which point Mr. Armijo indicated that we would need to apply for either provide sidewalks, landscape buffer, curb gutter, or apply for a waiver. And so we did speak with Bernalillo County in regards to this, who also agreed that we would need to go through this process. So we are here today seeking just a waiver to the sidewalk requirements. There are no sidewalks on this along this portion of Golf Boulevard. And we believe that placing sidewalks on just one of the parcels would be difficult for the adjacent properties. There wouldn't be proper engineering for to determine whether or not the sidewalks, curb gutters would impact and how they would impact the adjacent properties. And so we are seeking the waiver.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Garcia. Yeah, I was a little confused initially, as you mentioned, despite it being within the county in the unincorporated area, as to why the application was coming before this the city hearing officer. But I appreciate your read your application and been understood.
You thought you were done with the county.
Oh yeah, that's right. They keep pulling me back in. But no, I appreciate that. Do we have any members of the public that wish to speak on item number two? I don't see anybody. Let's move on to our DFT members. Let's start with the Water Authority, Mr. Gutierrez. Let me swear you in. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Does the Water Authority have comments on this particular matter?
No comments or objections. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Code enforcement is next. Mr. Ibarra. Did he go away?
Hi, this is Jay Rundbeck. Mr. Hirnauser, I can go ahead and read their comments off.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Rundbeck, do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Tell us about code enforcement.
Yes, sir. Code enforcement believes this to be located in the unincorporated area of Bernalillo County and therefore outside of the city jurisdiction. No other comments.
All righty. Thank you, Mr. Rundbeck. Parks, Ms. Olick. There you are. Good morning. Do you swear or
Good
affirm the
morning.
testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, please.
We don't have any comments or objections to this request. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Mr. Chen, hydrology will be next. Let me swear you in. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, sir.
Tiquan Chen, hydrology. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Armijo, let's do transportation next. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
What does transportation say?
Goff is a fully developed neighborhood with no sidewalks or curb and gutter, where the properties are within the county. Transportation has no objection.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. Mr. Boylan, will you be doing planning comments? All righty,
Yes,
let me
sir.
swear you in. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. What does planning have to say?
The applicant has met the criteria laid out in 66P3 of the IDO. Therefore, planning has no objection to this.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Garcia, any closing comments? Oh, I'm sorry. Let me jump to Mr. Rodenbeck real quick. He's got his hand raised, and then I'll come back to you. Mr. Rodenbeck, go ahead.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I got a question for Ms. Garcia. Who at the CDRA is the contact, you know, for this?
Yes, that would be Julie Luna.
I was going to ask, Julie Luna, do you have her contact email?
Yes.
I'd like to shoot her the notice of decision. Should a decision be made on this, I'd like to keep her in the know-how of what's happening with this decision. So if you could put in the chat the her contact if you do have it, or if it's something that you need more time to dig out, then I can get it from you. But I'd like to get that to her.
Yes, I can. Let me see. I could try to find it real quick. So let me see. Yes, I can add it on the chat.
Yeah, could that be great? Thanks.
Okay, I just placed it.
Thank you.
All right. Ms. Garcia, let me jump back to you. Did you have any closing
I do not.
comments or questions? Okay, thank you. So I'll go
Urge
ahead and
your
close.
support.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I just urge your support.
All right. And you've got it. I'll go ahead and close the floor on this matter. I'm in agreement with the comments from Mr. Boylan that this proposal does meet the criteria of the IDO. I am going to, sorry, let me get to my agenda. I'm going to approve item number 2, PR 2025-011403, VA 2025-00021. I'm going to approve the requested sidewalk waiver because it meets criterion A and D of the IDO. A says that there are pre-existing obstructions that cannot easily or economically be re relocated or should not be altered, and that varying from normal requirements of the standards will encourage flexibility and consistency in the development in the area in accordance with accepted principles of site planning. And further, conclude that the waiver will not be contrary to the public health, safety, or welfare as outlined by the IDO. Thank you for everybody's participation this morning. I appreciate that. Ms. Garcia, it's good to see you.
Good seeing you.
And that will conclude the January 22nd, 2025 hearing of the development hearing officer. The time is 9:36.